proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We conclude our series about godly individuals with family problems by looking at the early life of David, King of Israel. The author of Psalm 133 penned these words, quote, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. Nonetheless, the Bible provided several examples of godly individuals who experienced difficulties in their family lives. David was one such person. David, though a man after God's own heart, David experienced many difficulties with members of his family. In this session, we'll deal with David's family conflicts before he became king. David seemed to have little esteem among the members of his immediate family. The biblical narrative gave several examples which illustrated this. According to 1 Samuel chapter 16, when Samuel the prophet came to Bethlehem, David's father Jesse did not initially invite David to return home and meet him. Instead, David remained in the field, tending the family's flocks. Samuel had to ask Jesse pointedly, quote, "Are here all thy children?" unquote. Only then did Jesse allow David to meet the prophet. Another incident takes place in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Jesse sent supplies to his three oldest sons, who were in the Israelite army facing the Philistines. Rather than dispatching a servant to perform such a menial task, Jesse entrusted it to David. It would seem that Jesse regarded his youngest son as being little more than a messenger boy. David's older brother, Eliab, also seemed to treat him with disdain. Eliab told David, quote, "I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle," unquote. He also criticized David for abandoning his family's flock to go to see the Israelite army. In effect, Eliab unjustly reproached David in the presence of his fellow Israelites. Now David could have developed a bitter spirit due to his older brother's rebuke. Instead, he stood his ground and defended himself, asking, quote, "What have I now done?" unquote. David followed that question with another pertinent inquiry, quote, "Is not there a cause?" unquote. Rather than taking offense at Eliab's imputations, David focused on the issue at hand, defending God's honor by standing up against the Philistine giant Goliath, a man who had defied the God of Israel. We look at the aftermath of this story. David's father and his siblings faded into obscurity. Only the pejorative term, "son of Jesse," an expression employed by King Saul to refer to David, only the pejorative expression, "son of Jesse," reflected David's family affiliation. By contrast, David himself appeared repeatedly in both Old and New Testaments. God chose to exalt David, described as a man after his own heart. God chose to exalt David, not Jesse, nor any of Jesse's other sons. Despite coming from a dysfunctional family, David became greatly used of God. He came to realize that God empowered those who had a humble spirit and a contrite heart. David found in God, quote, "a friend that sticketh closer than a brother," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.